Now, Pakistan's Supreme Court has disqualified Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif from holding office over a long-running case of corruption. Judges of the five-member bench of the apex court unanimously announced their vote against the premier on Friday. They further ordered that the cases be filed against him and his family. The trial process has been ordered to commence within the next 2 weeks. Meanwhile, security is tightened in Islamabad with nearly 3,000 troops deployed around the court building. Sharif's children are accused of using forged documents to hide ownership of ill-gotten luxury apartments in London. The scandal broke out last year as part of a large-scale document leak known as the Panama Papers. Let's speak to our correspondent now, Javed Rana, who joins us via Skype from Islamabad with the very latest. Now, Javed, this decision or verdict by the court was long awaited by the Pakistani public. Tell us a bit more about the reactions coming forth, first of all.
Well, obviously, there are jubilation among the opposition ranks and files because they have been engaged in this very long drawn struggle to get rid of corrupt elements from Pakistan. And I think the opposition's claim that Nawaz Sharif and his family are thoroughly corrupt, that stands proven today, because Supreme Court has basically come up with a verdict, not on one particular legal ground, but on multiple legal grounds. Number one, that Nawaz Sharif has lied to the nation because he had his he has his companies and business employment in Dubai, and also there have been a lot of contradictions in his legal stance. Because of these reasons, all five members have decided to disqualify him. And that means that, frankly, legally speaking, he has turned out to be a liar. And that means that from now onwards, he cannot participate in any kind of electoral politics. And more so also, it is important that he even cannot be head of his own political party. So it is a damning judgment which has effectively sealed the political fate of the prime minister and also of his children, because the court has ordered National Accountability Bureau to hold his trial on money laundering charges, not only of his, but also his three children, his daughter, two sons, and also the finance minister. I think the way situation has unfolded in Pakistan is simply does not abode well for the prime minister and his family. It appears that the era of Sharif family in Pakistan's politics is likely to be all over within the next couple of months when these trials would be concluded.
Right now, Javed, as you've just mentioned, this trial has been about corruption in Pakistani politics, which has been something that the public, as well as the political arena, has grappled with for a very long time. What about other public figures and political officials? How do they feel as far as this court case has progressed so far, and about corruption as a whole within Pakistani politics?
That's a very important question, and that has been the stance from the ruling party, that why only the prime minister? Then the answer was from the opposition parties that the accountability has to be started from the top. Now everybody is expecting that the former president Asif Ali Zardari, he is expected to be next in line, because he is being perceived to be far more corrupt as compared to former prime minister Nawaz Sharif. So similarly, there are also accusations against the former military dictator General Pervez Musharraf that his foreign overseas accounts were also discovered in London and also in the Middle East. Again, there will be a lot of hue and cry demanding that those elements, former military dictator, former President Asif Zardari, they should also be held accountable. I think that is a very genuine demand that everybody wants, that the accountability should not be specific to one individual, and that was former Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif. And I think in coming days and weeks, you will find a lot of hue and cry. Why only Nawaz Sharif? Why not the others? And I think this is a good beginning, and I don't expect that this would end here. It is simply a beginning of getting rid of corrupt elements from Pakistan and corruption itself. But it will take years when we can say that something positive in the genuine sense has taken place, where officials would be scared to indulge themselves in corruption. It is a long drawn battle that has just started. It is just a beginning point.
Right. Now, Javed, of course, now that Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif has been disqualified, the country is without a head of state. So what happens, apologies there, a head of government. What happens now? What is the process of getting a new prime minister? Are we going to see new elections?
No, there would not be new elections. I think within next 24 hours, the scene is going to be clear. The ruling party is going to nominate a new leader of the house in the lower house of the parliament. And I think within 24 hours or 36 hours, we will have the new prime minister, new cabinet, which by and large will bring back all the old faces of the ministers. There is no constitutional crisis in Pakistan. All what has happened today is very much within the domain of law and within the domain of the constitution of Pakistan. So this is just a beginning. The court has already ordered the president to start the constitutional process. The session of the National Assembly of Pakistan would be summoned maybe today or maybe tomorrow, and new leader of the house, the lower of the house of the parliament, would be elected.
Okay, and before I let you go, very quickly, if you can, Javed, a lot of the public attention has also been on the Supreme Court and its ability to hear this case, pass a verdict in a transparent fashion. Is the public's confidence in the Supreme Court restored?
Certainly, the public is confident. Only the ruling party, their activist, who has been given conspiracy theories that as if the military was behind dislodging the prime minister. I would say the military was, and military-run intelligence agencies were under the orders from the Supreme Court to initiate a thorough probe. And I think they have done their job wonderfully. And now if they had some of their problems with the Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif, they have not done anything visibly, which we can call it as illegal. We know military has a track record of takeovers, but in this particular case, military has helped the investigators to come up with a hard evidence. And I think the one who has conspired against him is the hard evidence, which unfortunately Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif and his colleagues have been denying so long.
Okay, Press TV's Javed Rana, they're reporting from the Pakistani capital, Islamabad. Javed, thanks very much indeed for giving us that thorough update.